Hello again, Victoria. Welcome to our final part of our three-part environment policy statement. As always, we are here to present a clear and positive alternative for all Victorians who would like to see a new, better state government in November 2026. Labor, the Liberal National Coalition, the Greens, Independents have failed us for too long, making poor decisions and wasting our money. While they focus on internal factions and hidden agendas, One Victoria's constitution will make you our only priority. Your safety, happiness, health, wealth and freedom will guide our every decision, every policy, every day. Taking care of our own environment is crucial to delivering on that promise. Here we will discuss manufacturing, forest management, logging, litter, transportation, the role of the media, and mitigating the effects of our climate for all Victorians. Welcome along for the ride. Number 17. Manufacturing. One Victoria's environment policy will not only focus on reducing the production of greenhouse gases and their contribution to climate change, we will also take unprecedented action on all forms of pollution of our state. Once your new One Victoria majority government has delivered on our commitment to deliver abundant, clean, dependable, renewable baseline nuclear power combined with our gas policies, thereby addressing the single biggest emitter of greenhouse gases, we will turn to the next largest contributor, manufacturing. Manufacturers will no longer have to spend capital on supplementing unreliable power through high-cost private solar, wind and battery investments. They will be free to plan confidently for future growth with the knowledge that powering their machines and equipment will never again be at risk. Your new government will expect all manufacturers to use this renewed confidence and reduced capital and ongoing costs for the future to invest more deliberately to ensure their businesses remove all existing and potential sources of pollution of the environment beyond their factories. Your One Victoria government commits to a program of land regeneration through the planting of 1 million trees and shrubs each and every year. Responsibility for these plantings will be shared amongst the 82 municipal councils, less than 34 per day per council, so it's very achievable. It will be up to the council to determine the type of plantings in their area. We will provide additional support for the planting of another 500,000 salt-resistant native trees in areas that are experiencing damaging increases in soil salt content in water irrigation catchments and farming lands. One Victoria will introduce a zero-tolerance program to eradicate all personal, commercial and industrial littering and pollution from our state. Please refer to our law and order draft policy as well as priority number 3 above for details. We ask all Victorians to embrace this program by simply becoming better examples to our children. Always take your litter home to dispose of it appropriately. Always clean up spills and after your dog. Never be seen to do the wrong thing because your children will continue to copy exactly what we do. We will massively strengthen the penalties, including forfeiture and sale of businesses, significant personal and corporate fines, and criminal prosecution of culpable individuals. We will review the recent restructuring of the EPA within the background of excessive waste and staffing levels in other government departments under the Dan Andrews model, and ensure that they are properly structured, managed, resourced, and empowered to reduce bureaucracy and replace that with focused monitoring, investigating, and prosecuting breaches of our new anti-pollution standards. As part of this review, One Victoria will examine the potential for absorbing the EPA into the Victorian Police Department with a view to increasing their authority and reducing overheads. Please refer to our Law and Order draft policy elsewhere on our site, onevictoria.com.au. We will turn to you, the Victorian public, to report breaches of the state pollution regulations, which we will publish in easy-to-understand booklets we will distribute to all Victorian households. We will complement this with a raft of very substantial financial rewards following successful prosecutions. Employees should no longer need to keep quiet for fear of losing their jobs and income. Please refer to our Law and Order draft policy to gain an idea of how we plan to combat graffiti and other vandalism to begin to understand how heavy industrial-scale vandalism through pollution will likely be treated. We plan to make doing the wrong thing simply not worth the certainty of being caught. Number 18. Deforestation and forest management. All plant life, including our massive forests, are our world's lungs. Plants breathe in carbon monoxide and breathe out oxygen within a fine balance. As you will read in many of our draft policies, it is the responsibility of government to work within the community to create that ideal balance. And in this case, what our plants need, which is carbon monoxide, to most efficiently produce the oxygen we all need to breathe. One Victoria believes that addressing the impact our environment experiences, good and bad, from our forests, trees and plants can only be done if we better manage those forests. Our policies will include keeping our forests healthy, growing the many ways in which our forests provide for the Victorian population, and protecting them from potentially disastrous effects of bushfires and human stupidity. Number 19. Logging. The current government has moved to shut down Victoria's logging and timber industries. We now must import our timber needs at exorbitant cost from other states. Well done, Labor. One Victoria will re-establish our timber industries with appropriate controls. The industry must undertake to manage the growth of 5 new trees for every 1 harvested. The government will work with the industry to authorise harvesting on an agreed areas, and specific areas and trees will be protected. The industry will be required to limit the use of diesel and petrol-powered equipment and move to electric operation, particularly as we deliver abundant clean energy. Please refer to our draft policy on energy. As has been the case in the past, the industry will provide manpower and equipment in the form of bulldozers and excavators to assist in building emergency fire breaks and clearing access trails during bushfire emergencies. This valuable community service has been lost since the Andrews government closed the industry to appease the Greens. We will legislate to make it a criminal offence to tamper with or block the legal activities of the newly authorised logging industry. A mandatory detention period of 2 months will apply. Number 20. The High Country. 200 years ago, graziers and farmers took their cattle and other livestock to feed on Victorian High Country forests and grasslands during spring and summer. Feed was plentiful and summer temperatures were cooler at the higher altitudes. Opinions of this practice have been varied as always. Some felt an added benefit of controlling fuel levels was of immense value. Others felt the practice may interfere with natural habitats and soils, particularly peat soils, and sought to ban the practice, wanting to allow forests to grow more naturally. From what we can gather, these different opinions were along political lines. Grazing has been banned by various Greens-controlled Labor governments, culminating in legislation by the Andrews government in 2015, further supporting bans introduced by the Brax government. One Victoria will reintroduce controlled grazing where we believe it will contribute to more control of forest and grasslands fuel loads across the state. We will examine a wide range of potential animal grazing to include large-scale use of goats in addition to normal farm livestock. This appears to be working well in many areas within metropolitan Melbourne right now. Number 21, Clean Up Victoria Program. That great Australian Ian Kiernan, AO, founded Clean Up Australia in 1990. Since then, a great many events involving volunteers from all over the Australian community have been held to clean up our road verges, waterways, parks and beaches of thoughtlessly discarded litter in our environment. Your newly elected One Victoria majority government in 2026 will include a dedicated Clean Up Victoria ministry. We will actively support all Clean Up Australia events, and we will run our own large-scale monthly events across the entire state, including national parks, alpine parks, and rural roads. Volunteers will be welcome to do a little work, picking up litter, while enjoying the Victorian community spirit. Naturally, all required safety gear and supervision will be provided by your One Victoria government. These events will be catered, so no one will go hungry or thirsty on the day. We will offer spot prizes in the form of coupons planted on litter. When found, these coupons will be able to be redeemed for great prizes, including cash. With the individual's consent, the hours you donate to work these events will be tracked. Once 100 hours is reached, you will receive your choice of $1,000 in fuel vouchers, public transport vouchers, or supermarket gift cards. These gifts will be the Victorian community's way to say thank you for your efforts. 21. Transportation. This topic includes personal transport, cars, motorbikes, scooters, bicycles, recreation vehicles and the like. Commercial transport, vans, trucks, interstate transporters. Nearly 5 million in total in Victoria. Add to that public transport, buses, trains, planes, watercraft, from ride-on jet skis to massive shipping. All these variations use fossil fuel to drive them, oil-based petrol or diesel. In Victoria, the majority of the new kids on the block, electric vehicles, use coal or gas-fired electricity to charge their batteries. Numerous studies have shown the total birth-to-end-of-life cycle of these vehicles is actually more harmful to the environment than efficiently maintained and driven petrol vehicles. They will not actually contribute to combating climate change until three critical issues are resolved: abundant, clean, safe, reliable energy supply, the long distances travelled, and the relatively low range capabilities of these cars means that providing the infrastructure needed to charge vehicles travelling into the country and interstate is never going to be practical. Number 3, the realistic end-of-life disposal and recycling, not possible at the moment. We will discuss these below. Our policies. One Victoria's draft policies on roads efficiency and safety aims to improve the efficiency of our roads to allow all road users to get to their destination in less time, reducing congestion, improving fuel efficiency and reducing air pollution. A must-read if you use our roads in any kind of motorised vehicle. Within that policy, we talk about introducing severe penalties for the owners of vehicles that break down on freeways and major arterial roads, causing traffic delays, where the owner has contributed directly to the breakdown by failing to have their vehicle serviced to the manufacturer's schedule. We will introduce similarly severe penalties to owners of vehicles that spew visible pollution from the exhaust of their vehicles if their services are more than 2,000 kilometres overdue. While diesel is seen by some as less costly to run, effluent from these engines contain known carcinogens, cancer-causing particles, and allergens causing allergies. One Victoria will move to ban the use of diesel engines in all personal and recreation vehicles, with the exception of genuine four-wheel drive vehicles able to be used in the outback and on farms, where these engines offer other practical benefits. We will allow the motor industry 3 years to withdraw all such vehicles from the Victorian market. We will recommend that all other states and territories do the same. EVs are much more beneficial if they are able to charge off abundant, reliable, clean and safe electricity. One Victoria's draft policy on energy will achieve just that. In fact, despite claims from Labor and the Greens, our policy is the only way Victoria can achieve such a goal. One Victoria believes a more realistic way to handle our long country distances and the relatively short range capabilities of EVs is to abandon trying to implement full charging capabilities along our country highways and to replace this with a new approach. As we ramp up our provision of abundant electricity supply, One Victoria will also ramp up availability of a fleet of hybrid SUVs and sedans able to be rented at nominal cost by electric vehicle owners who can leave their EVs home when undertaking a long country trip. The greatest benefit of EVs is using them within our major cities. When doing a road trip, hybrids are a great solution. This service will only be made available to existing EV owners and will provide real incentive to purchase a new EV. And the only remaining problem with EVs is the end-of-life disposal issue and short overall life. The batteries in all electric vehicles are integrated into the frame of the car. As the batteries degrade over an expected practical life of 10 years before rendering the entire car unviable, they cannot be easily replaced or disposed of adequately. While these batteries can technically be recycled, we are not aware of any jurisdiction in the world where this is being done in any sustainable way. A bit like the plastic bags farce, One Victoria will work with the industry and other governments in Australia and beyond to find a better solution. We will not fully support EVs until this issue is resolved, hopefully by 2031. If we are elected as majority state government from 2026, we will remove all state-based incentives until this issue has been resolved. Curiously, we believe any future EV battery recycling solutions will require very high energy usage, something only Victoria will be able to deliver. Please read our draft policy on energy. Interesting point. Did you know EVs cannot currently be recycled in Australia? It is illegal and not viable. Last but not least, we need to address heavier transport. Trucks, vans, trains, recreation and fishing boats, and larger all-wheel drives. Electric engines with batteries will never provide a solution for these vehicles in the real world. In our draft policy for health, we set out a plan to tap into the brilliance and ingenuity of Victorians in developing unique solutions to age-old problems. We see another opportunity here. We will sponsor a research institute of engineering excellence and innovation, inviting contributions from anyone with or without engineering qualifications in the pursuit of one goal initially, to design and bring to market a micro nuclear power engine, fully sealed, fully fueled for a minimum 30-year life, fire and impact proof that can power our heavy transport and replace polluting diesel engines. The future of heavy transport will be emissions-free, carbon-free, safe, reliable and cost-effective, and Victoria will have an opportunity to drive that future forward in a realistic and practical way. 22. The role of the media. Your One Victoria majority government in 2026 will work with all elements of the press to install a self-policing standard of conduct that will include a willingness to more appropriately report on weather. Earlier this year, within a space of 40 minutes, I heard three weather bulletins, one on Channel 9, one on Channel 7, the third on 3AW Radio. The first announced with exaggerated importance that Melbourne would be smashed in a rain event that will bring the heaviest rain to the city in 19 years. The second reported that there was a heavy rain event, warning for the city, with expectations of rainfall only equaled four times in the last 19 years. And the final report was that it will rain this afternoon with the highest predicted rainfall since 2019. The fact is, the weather is the weather. It should only be newsworthy if it poses a potential threat to the community. During one of the COVID lockdowns, I was caring for a 9-year-old family member when we were watching a children's program, when the show was interrupted by a flashing weather alert sign. and dramatic music. Jane Bunn then appeared to report that the mild weather would continue into the following day, with a similar maximum temperature of 23 degrees and a slight possibility of light drizzle in the evening for the outer eastern suburbs. My 9-year-old looked at me and asked, "What was that all about?" Very fair question. B. A willingness to be more balanced when reporting in general. When the Royal Commission into the 2020 fires and Australia's preparedness for managing natural disasters released its report, a more balanced report from the ABC would have been to provide a summary of the actual causes of the fires, the listed shortcomings of the government and community response, and the 2 pages within the 594-page report that mentioned climate change and the possibility of growing frequency of such events. Pontificating on climate change will not provide the community what it needs to know to better prepare and respond to future inevitable bushfires, droughts, and floods in this highly at-risk country. C. A willingness to drive greater positivity for the future in place of always pushing the negative. If this self-management fails to deliver change, One Victoria will move to legislate these requirements and to add the press in all its forms to our truth policy, which we have detailed separately on this website. This will not be done in any way to constrain or remove freedom from the press. On the contrary, One Victoria simply wants to remove untruths, misinformation and exaggeration from the press's arsenal. Policy number 23, mitigating the effects of our climate. Floods, wildfires, droughts and storms will continue to happen in Victoria, regardless of steps taken to reduce CO2 emissions into the atmosphere. And it remains the absolute responsibility of government and every individual to take the required steps to mitigate the effects of these events on all Victorians. 23A. Floods. One Victoria will create an updated list of every historical flood-prone area in the state that contains residential and business properties within its boundaries. We will prioritise each area based on historical risk to property and the volume of that risk. We will then make certain the owners of those properties are made aware of the risk. One Victoria will then create an action plan for each area listing mitigation strategies, which will include a mix of mitigation dams, flood pans, redirection retention walls, individual property protection strategies, pipes, levees and pumping stations. Where we establish that property owners and or developers were aware or reasonably should have been aware of the risk before they built, the cost of actioning the mitigation action plans will be shared with the owners and developers. Finally, One Victoria will negotiate with the property insurance industry to pass on significant insurance fee reductions benefiting owners that reflect the reduced risk as a result of One Victoria's mitigation strategies. We will legislate to make it illegal to build on known historical flood-prone land until the full mitigation measures are implemented. 23B. Wildfires. Victoria is one of the most bushfire-prone places on Earth. With our eucalyptus and pine forests, open expanses of grassland, and historically hot, dry, and windy climate, the main ingredients are constantly in place. All it needs is a confluence of those factors to result in an inferno that is massive, cataclysmic, and very deadly. We love to name our major events and disasters in Australia, and bushfires are no different. Black Friday, Ash Wednesday, Black Saturday, and Black Summer. Most generated royal commissions or major investigations to identify blame, cause, and other contributing factors to ensure that they can never happen again. One Victoria believes there are 3 ingredients that are not sufficiently recognised and acted upon. These 3 were all found to be present in all of the horrific events. 1. poor communications both between government agencies and by those agencies with the public. 2. Generally appalling mismanagement of forest, grassland and road verge fuel loads. And 3. More specifically, insufficient or non-existent backburning. As a general rule, fire is a eucalyptus forest's best friend. We now understand that fire, so long as it is not cataclysmic in scope and temperature, brings significant renewing benefits to forests. One Victoria will significantly increase backburning measures across the state forests, national parks and grasslands from 2026. I was involved as a resident in the 2006 fires in Victoria. My home was threatened with fire reaching the back fence. When I attended a public meeting and reminded those present that backburning was a regular annual event in the 1990s, I was informed by the officials from the government, firefighters and emergency services that were present, that as long as the Greens control the Victorian government, there will be no backburning in Victoria. 3 years later, when all the elements for disaster occurred at once, we lost 173 souls to the Black Saturday fires. I might be wrong, and I welcome correction from the public, but I do not believe any members of the Greens assisted with firefighting on that terrible day. We will increase the state's ability to respond to potentially dangerous fires. We will expand our firefighting aircraft fleet and upgrade safety equipment and communications tools available to all firefighting crews. The Victorian Government has spoken many times about improving the blanket coverage of mobile phone, text and internet services in remote fire-prone areas of the state. As with so many areas, they have failed to act. One Victoria is committed to ensuring this blanket coverage by 2029. 3 years after we win majority government in 2026. To achieve this, we will work with Telstra and other providers. We will legislate to ensure that private landowners maintain a 3 metre slashed or mown fencing perimeter. When combined with your neighbour, this will create a 6 metre barrier with zero grass or tree fuel load. This will operate from October to March inclusive, during normal seasons as declared by the government, and from September to May during cyclical dry seasons. Road verges must be similarly maintained by Vic Roads and councils. Private property, land, in the metro area must be kept mowed during these periods, and if the owner fails to do so, the council will arrange to slash or mow the property and pass on the cost to the ratepayer at a rate of $100 an hour, including travel time. 23C. Droughts. When Victoria last found itself experiencing the prolonged millennium drought from 1997 to 2009, the then Brax Brumby Labor government was presented with a list of some 14 options to protect our water supplies for the future. Having been convinced by the Greens that it may never rain again in Victoria due to climate change, the government chose the most expensive option by far, the $5.7 billion desalination plant at Wonthaggi. The cheapest option on the list was strategically positioned reservoirs at a cost of less than $500 million. But of course, the Greens and left-wing extremists within the Labor Party and academia don't like dams, so that option was rejected out of hand. Since it was built, the desalination plant costs Victorians more than that every year, even if we do not draw any water from it. Just look at our water bill and you will understand how this has contributed to Victoria's high cost of living. One Victoria will review the annual maintenance costs of the Wonthaggi desalination plant and set the minimum works needed to maintain it in an emergency standby mode only. The objective will be to reduce annual costs to an absolute minimum. The current contract with the owners is $1.8 million per day for the 27 years to 2039. Totaling almost $19 billion. That is paid even if no water is ordered. Additionally, every April Fool's Day, the government orders water even if it is not required, up to 150 gigalitres, with the cost passed on to Victorian consumers. We will renegotiate that contract. One Victoria will build new dams or increase the capacity of existing ones to serve a multitude of Victoria's requirements. Flood mitigation, as mentioned previously. Cost-effective water supplies for irrigation and drinking water during droughts. Gravity-fed backup for the new clean energy nuclear power station. New tourism and recreational resources for all Victorians to enjoy. 23D, storms. Over the years, Victoria has experienced severe wind and hail storms. These storms can be both deadly and incredibly expensive. Insurance claims for hail and wind-damaged homes and motor vehicles regularly reach into the hundreds of millions of dollars. The best thing that governments can do is improve the efficiency and effectiveness of telecommunications warning systems, working with the BOM to improve the accuracy and timeliness of the forecasting systems, an issue that has been highlighted recently, and take other mitigation steps to reduce damage when these storms do occur. One Victoria will provide public education and advice, supported by recommended solutions backed with government rebates, to encourage property owners to improve motor vehicle protection against hail, for example, carports and car covers. One Victoria will legislate to require improved standards of the BOM forecasting accuracy and timeliness regarding large hail and windstorms. We will work with Telstra and Optus to establish statewide telecommunications coverage, removing black spots, particularly in rural and remote communities. Native gum trees are known to have shallow root structures and to lose limbs and topple over during or following wind and heavy rain events. One Victoria will require the removal of overhanging and large gum trees, which present a clear potential danger for domestic dwellings, camping and caravan areas, and children's playgrounds. One Victoria will fund replanting of suitable replacement trees on a two-for-one basis. Children's playgrounds, where the removal of gum trees will leave the area exposed to the summer sun, will have shade cloth erected by the local councils. One Victoria will work with insurance companies to provide policy discounts where all these measures are in place. One Victoria. We place Victorians' needs for essential services first, every day, in every way, for all future generations. Your ideas are welcome. Please contact us. Let us know what you think and contribute to the development of our final environment policy. Send us an email at environment@onevictoria.com.au. If you approve of what we are saying, please tell your partner, adult children, parents, siblings, friends, and encourage everyone to join One Victoria so we can build a strong team to drive this new and exciting political revolution. It will cost as little as $7.50 a month. Look out for more policies on our website, onevictoria.com.au, or search for One Victoria Podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts. If you don't like what we are saying because you support what Victorians have been getting from our government and opposition, please be patient. Keep reading or listening and keep an open mind. You are sure to find something that will save you money, time, and reduce your stress very soon. Until then, goodbye, stay safe, keep well. Authorised by Kenneth Noonan, 1 Victoria, Suite 582, Waterman Caribbean Park, 44 Lakeview Drive, Scoresby, Victoria 3179. Our website, onevictoria.com.au. Our mobile, 0421 484 115. Email kennethn@onevictoria.com.au. One Victoria and onevictoria.com.au are registered under ABN 23 124 908 49.